is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guests, the Kraft Choral Club of Chicago.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along. Merry Christmas, folks. This is Al Jolson in the Kraft Music Hall, who's going to sing a song that has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas. Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? And do the folk keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love like they do in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong. I said, do they laugh? Do they love like they do in every song? Oh, that's luscious. If it's true, that's where I belong.
Yeah. I have a little Christmas package for you, and it comes from everyone connected with the Kraft Music Hall.
Oh, Ken, I've got to do the show. Don't let me break down now, but really, that's wonderful.
Well, everyone except one person, Oscar Levant.
Well, you know, Ken, ordinarily I feel bad about Oscar, but I don't care, because just this morning, Mr. Kraft, you know, the man who owns the show, sent me a big box of cheese.
He did?
Yeah, and he put a beautiful greeting card in the package. Here it is, Ken, read it. Read it out loud, will you?
I'll read it. Well, it says, Merry Christmas, Al. In the coming year, may your hooper be as high as your age.
Isn't that ridiculous? Whoever gets a hooper past 42? But tell me, Ken, why didn't Oscar chip in on my gift? That, you know, really hurts me.
Well, you remember, Al, you didn't talk to him last week, and he feels quite miserable about it.
Well, I can think of more ways to make him miserable, but right now I'm going to sing.
That'll make me miserable.
Don't start anything. I've been patching things up with Al.
Don't worry about it, Ken. It doesn't matter if things are never patched up with that mullet head.
All right, Mr. Levant. Christmas or no Christmas, you asked for it. Not only am I not going to talk to you, but I'm also going to take you to court for calling me a mullet head.
It won't do you any good.
No, it won't, eh?
Now, didn't you read in Time magazine that Judge Edward Delaplaine of Maryland just handed down a decision that it was not a crime to call you a mullet head? And according to his ruling, I can call you a beanhead, a booby, a chump, a dingbat, a filbert, a peanut brain, a stoop, a tin pot, and a flummoditty.
Look, Oscar, I don't mind being called a dingbat and a peanut brain, but nobody can call me a flummoditty. Except another flummoditty. Put up your fist.
I can't keep my fist doubled up. I gotta play the piano.
Play the piano with your fist. It sounds the same.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That ain't all right.
Al, if that's the way you want it...
That's the way I want it.
That's the way you'll get it. I shall now play the second movement of the Rachmaninoff Concerto for piano and flummoditty.
What goes on at your house tomorrow night? The trimming of the tree, folks stopping in to leave presents, a snack before midnight church? Well, no matter what, you better have plenty of good golden cheese on hand to set out on a tray with crackers for toasted sandwiches or a bubbling gold cheese rabbit to serve for supper Christmas Eve. Tomorrow, on your long grocery list, be sure to put Mellow Good Kraft Pasteurized Process American or Sharp Old English or delicious K-brand natural cheddar. And for the children, the cheese food, Velveeta, of course. Remember, the price of cheese is down. And ounce for ounce, there's no other basic food that matches cheese for high-quality complete protein, for calcium, phosphorus, and other nutrients from milk. Get plenty of cheese for your holiday feasting. Al, hasn't the spirit of the season hit you a little? Why don't you talk to Oscar? It's only 2 days to Christmas.
Okay, Ken. Oscar, I realize there's no time to bear a grudge. After all, you and I have been friends for years. Honestly, believe me, I like you and I admire you. No matter what my attitude toward you has been, deep down in my heart, I think you're a wonderful fella. Really, I do. You're sweet, kind, gentle, tender, and lovable.
Kiss me.
I'll put it in your stocking for Christmas. And now that we're speaking again, Oscar, I'm going to let you play the piano for me. Doesn't that excite you, huh?
Whoopee.
Please, Oscar, I measure my friends by their enthusiasm for me.
Okay, whoopee.
Al, on a level, you know what I think of you.
Yeah, that's what bothers me.
Al, I want you to know that all those insults were just in fun, and that I have the utmost respect for you.
I know that, Oscar.
On a level, I think you're the greatest singer of this century.
Thank you. But this century produced many great singers. Now, there was my old friend Chauncey Alcott. I remember how thrilling it was when he first sang his composition, Mother McCree. I was so excited about it that I quickly made my own arrangement of it.
Oh, yes, Al, I've heard your arrangement of Mother McCree. It's called Mammy McCree, isn't it?
No, Oscar. No, it isn't. Why, when I sing Mother McCree, I'm as Irish as Paddy's pig. Now play it for me, Oscar, and I'll show you.
Al Jolson will now sing Mother McCree like Paddy's pig.
Should I love the dear silver that shines in your hair and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care? I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. No, God bless you and keep you, Mother McCree.
Beautiful, Al. You sang that like a true son of old Aaron. Aaron Yolson.
Please, Oscar, don't criticize my dialects. That's one thing I'm very proud of. Listen to this one. Oscar, the laddie, it's a bra brick mulich nich finich.
Where'd you get that, off a roll of scotch tape?
No, sir. I got that from one of the greatest of all entertainers, Sir Harry Lauder. Remember him?
Aye.
Wasn't he wonderful?
Aye.
Couldn't he sing, Oscar?
Aye.
Who was greater?
Me.
You just don't remember him, Oscar. I knew Harry Lauder. He was great. And I want to talk about him.
By all means, talk about any musician you knew, including Nero.
Don't joke about Nero. He was the Yusher Heifetz of my day. But no matter what you say, there is no one who could sing like Wee Bunny Harry.
Except Wee Bunny Baker.
Oscar, picture if you can the spotlight shining on this little man with a tam-o'-shanter kilt and the crooked cane. Keep playing while I put on me kilt and me tam-o'-shanter and
Mr. Bring. Mr. Bring. If you're not too tired, man, hand me a crooked stick with you. I am now putting on me kilt. I'm ready, new Mr. Bring. I'm ready. For she's my Daisy, my bunny Daisy. She's as sweet as sugar candy, and she's very fond of Sunday, and I'm weary about me dearie. I would rather lose me whip than lose me Daisy. Whitman. As I said before, it's a broad brick, moonlit, nicht, nicht.
Yeah, get me a towel, will you? Al, it must have been thrilling to listen to Harry Lauder. But there's another guy from this same era who could hold an audience in the palm of his hand. Why, I remember when I was a kid, sitting in the Winter Garden one evening, back in 1916, and a bundle of energy bounced on the stage to sing Robert E. Lee. That was the great Al Jolson.
Yes, he really was wonderful.
Oh, that was me!
Yes, I guess it was you, impossible as it sounds.
I'll prove it. Let the officer hit a Confederate note, and we'll bring in the 1906 Winter Garden into the 1948 Music Hall.
The Kraft Music Hall, where old songs come to die.
Here you are, Al. The house lights are on, so you can see the people's faces. The footlights are out, so they can't see yours.
Way down on the levee, in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mary, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all. While they are waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, a humming and swaying, it's the good ship Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Come on, folks. Step up here and get some chitlins. Anybody want chitlins? Well, if you don't like chitlins, how about some pigtails? Well, then, how about some pork chops? Well, somebody must like a little pork chop or spoon bread or black-eyed peas. Well, if you don't like that, how about a little fried chicken with the gravy oozing out?
Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Yeah, that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
The Christmas tree, some of the most precious things come in small packages. Well, that's true at the food store, too. Think of the little silvery packages that hold the world's most favorite cream cheese, the kind that's always exquisitely fresh, genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese, made only by Kraft. The Kraft folks consider the fresh, delicately rich flavor of this cheese very precious indeed. That's why they make Philadelphia brand fresh every day in shining plants from coast to coast. That's why they take such pains to keep the cream cheese cold as it's hurried to markets. Kraft takes so much trouble to protect it that they can guarantee the freshness of the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Tomorrow, when you buy cream cheese for your Christmas appetizers or salad or dessert, look on the silvery packages for the words Philadelphia brand. That's the only way to make sure of getting the cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft. Al, I've been listening to you tell Oscar all about the old songs, but you left out one which I think is the greatest of all.
What's that, Ken?
When you were sweet 16.
Well, I can't remember that far back. But I'll sing it anyway. I love you as I never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green. Come to me, for my dream of love is o'er. I love you. In the parade of beloved singers, we can't leave out one who, in my opinion, is the greatest of them all. Of all the songs he sings, I think the one that fits this holiday season is the most popular. Well, you'll know the name of it the moment the music starts to play. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. And I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may your Christmas be
one. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
may your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. May all your Christmases. Thank you.
In our music hall, it's a Christmas tradition to hear from a group of non-professional singers famous in the Middle West for the beauty of their song. The Kraft Choral Group, 80 men and women from the Kraft headquarters in Chicago. Tonight, under direction of Gerhard Schroth, they will sing for us four Slavic Christmas carols. For the Kraft Choral Club, we take you now to Chicago.
Sunday evening, your folks will want something simple and fresh and cool-tasting for dessert. That's the time to set out a square of delicately flavored Philadelphia brand cream cheese and some crackers. Add some of the holiday candied fruits or nuts or jelly, and you have a splendid dessert for company, ready in about 3 minutes flat. Just remember to buy that famous cream cheese tomorrow. Remember to get the brand of cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft. To do that, look on every package you take for the famous name, Philadelphia brand cream cheese. It's been America's favorite for more than 60 different Christmas seasons.
And now, folks, before I head for home and fill myself up with Philadelphia cream cheese, I want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas from all of us connected with a Kraft company. Good night, everybody.
Good here, Al Jolson, on the 2 Hours of Stars program on Christmas Day over your NBC station. Tune in again next Thursday to the Kraft Music Hall when our guest will be Doris Day. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.